Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing fine. You're stepping in for Tom Brady on Sunday. You're stepping in for Tom Brady this morning. Your long 8-year wait to finally start a game ends next Sunday. I'm guessing, all things considered, you have to be the definition of mixed emotions this morning, Matt.
There's no doubt. You never want to see a guy like Tom, who's been a mentor to me since I've been here, to go down, and especially with an injury. But it's part of this business, unfortunately, and you got to step up and get ready to go. And when your number's called, you just have to be ready.
Can you tell us sort of how your brain works in those minutes as you're getting ready to go in? The fact of the matter is, Randy fumbled the pass, so you didn't have to run right on field. You had a couple of minutes to kind of catch your breath, get your helmet, warm up, and get out there. Were those minutes helpful or hurtful? Would you perhaps might have been better off just to run out on the field, or did you enjoy the time and utilize that time to get ready?
Well, you see Tommy get knocked down like that, and you don't really know what's going on at first, because I've said this before. I've been here for 4 years, and every time I've ever seen him get knocked down, he might be shaken up on the play, but then all of a sudden he just jumps right back up. And I knew it was serious when he stayed down for a little longer out there. So when it all started to happen, the adrenaline pump immediately kicked in, and I didn't know if we were going to get the ball, if I was going to go right back out on the field. So I just strapped on the helmet and got ready to go. And then when I found out that we did lose the ball, I just used that time to really settle myself, refocus, and get ready to go in.
Is it harder or easier this week, Matt, now that you know you're starting and you're practicing all week and preparing to play a full game? Is that more difficult than just coming in, the adrenaline's pumping, and you're just kind of winging it as the emergency replacement like you were yesterday?
I think the preparation will definitely help during the course of any given game week. Normally the number two quarterback really doesn't get many reps.
Right.
And so going in yesterday, I studied and I prepared like I was a starter, but mainly it's mental. So I'll have probably some more physical reps this week and be able to prepare and get ready to go against the Jets.
How is it different, the game plan, for Matt Castle as opposed to for Tom Brady?
Well, Coach Belichick always preaches, if something was to happen to any of the starters, you just have to be ready to go, and we have to close ranks and move forward. And the game plan really didn't change or deviate from what it was when Tom was in the game, and we ran the same calls. We went through the same calls on the play sheet. It's not as if they have a separate play sheet for Matt Castle versus Tom Brady. So I just go in there, and I do what the coaches tell me, and I let those guys figure out the best plays and the best opportunities for us to score and try to execute that game plan.
Matt, what percentage of snaps does the backup get versus the starter during an average or a usual week of work getting ready for a game?
Usually the starter takes about 95% of the snaps.
Wow.
throughout the course of a week. And that's just because we're so limited on the number of reps that you can give because of the 53-man roster and the limited number of guys out there. You just can't run a ton of plays. So that's usually how it goes. And a lot of the physical aspect of being the backup quarterback comes from running the scout team. That's where you really get the throws mm-hmm. in and try to service the defense.
How often do you get to throw to Randy Moss? Because it seemed like you had a little chemistry there, not just on the long one on the first series, but the touchdown pass as well. That was a classic Randy Moss catch and a throw that perhaps only Randy, a throw to a place that maybe only Randy can make the catch.
Right. I've worked with Randy throughout camp, and I've got tremendous confidence in him. And so you just go out there and you react to the game circumstances. And I know that he's going to be working hard to get open for me, and I try to put the ball in a position where he can make a play on it. And he was able to do that for me yesterday.
Matt, was there ever a time in these last 8 years, whether it was Palmer or Leinart or Brady, that you said in quiet times by yourself, am I ever, ever, ever going to get a chance to play?
There's a number of times where I've been thinking that, going, what the heck am I doing here, But it's been a long wait, but, it comes down to just perseverance and to continue to push and continue to work hard and eventually believing that time is going to come. And yesterday was just a great illustration of just to keep preparing, keep working hard, because you never know when that opportunity is going to come or when it's going to come. And I woke up yesterday morning thinking, oh, gosh, I hope I get in late in the game. I hope we're beaten by a lot of points, to be completely honest. And then little did I know, I'd be in there in the first quarter, and I'd have to go down and score some points and lead the team.
Did you get a chance to talk to Tom at the half or after the game?
No, I haven't talked to him. We text messaged, but we really haven't talked yet, so I'm sure I'll get a chance to talk to him today.
I think I know the answer to this question, and you're probably going to spout the company line, but do you think, Matt, that yesterday when you were in that game and next Sunday when you visit the Jets, you might be just a little bit more prepared, had last season during some of those blowouts, and you just referenced this, you'd like to, you pictured yourself getting into yesterday's game at the end if it was a wide margin. Would you be a little bit better prepared Sunday if you had played some meaningful and significant minutes in some of those blowouts last year?
You know, you never know. You never know how that's going to come about or when it's going to come about or if you're going to go in with those blowouts and you play some meaningful minutes, because who knows, if I would have played some meaningful minutes and gone out there and not done well yesterday, then we wouldn't be talking about this right now. So I don't know how to answer that question, because I didn't get that opportunity last year for the most part. I got in there in a few games, and all I could do was go out there and keep working hard and put myself in a position to be ready to go when it did come up, which was yesterday.
You know, it would only be human if at some point, some practice, some, you know, 3 years ago that you said, you know, this has been 4 years now, 6 years now, 8 years, and you didn't give 100%. Were there ever any of those days that you had to kind of force yourself to really pay attention and really get everything you could out of a practice, thinking that, you know, it's just one more practice in a long number of years where I'm not playing?
There's no doubt. I mean, there's doubt, definitely days where you sit there and you go, when's this thing going to happen? When am I going to get out there on the field? And there are definitely days that you're not as motivated as others, but you just have to put yourself around people and a support group that can continue to remind you that, you know, it's going to come, it's going to happen, and continue to motivate yourself somehow, some way, find different ways to do that. And that's what I've been able to do, and that's one of the main reasons why I'm still here. Is because of that motivation, because of that work and hard work and dedication that I put into the job. Because I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, you know, this guy doesn't have a lot of experience. He didn't have a lot of experience in college. How does he keep making the team? And a lot of it just comes down to, like I said, perseverance and believing in yourself and going out and doing the job that you're called to do.
Hey, they're bringing in guys, looking at guys to back you up now. Bringing in Chris Sims apparently and Tim Rattay. I'm just curious, Matt, how long would it take a guy, just an average guy off the street, if he were to sign with the team this week to learn the offense and be ready to come in if something happens to you?
You know, it's definitely a complex offense, and I'm sure people learn at different levels, so I don't want to speak for every quarterback in the NFL, but it's definitely an interesting system because there's a lot of little details, minute details that you have to be on top of for the system to run. And they definitely put a lot of responsibility in the quarterback's hands. So it's a system that's challenging, and you have to really dive right into it, and you have to study really hard to get this thing going.
Hey, from afar, at least from our perspective, it was a pretty close race between you and Gutierrez in the preseason. Were you nervous on cutdown day, or were you confident, or how did you think it was? How did you feel from your perspective it was unfolding?
You know, I felt good about my chances of making the team. A lot of times, you go in and you don't know how you perform, but then you watch the film internally with the coaching staff, and ultimately they make the decision. And I received good feedback throughout the preseason from the coaching staff about how I was playing, and it was one of those situations where I felt terrible for Matt, because I thought he worked real hard and he did a great job and prepared well and did a good job in preseason as well. But that's the nature of this business is, you know, there's cuts that have to be made. And fortunately for me, I was able to stick around.
Hey, Matt, we've heard people say it yesterday and again today. Hey, everybody now on the Patriots has to play a little harder, play a little better, pull a little harder on their share of the rope. Is that possible in the NFL? I mean, it seems to me if you're saying that, not you, but people are saying that, then that means that they weren't giving 100% when Tom was the quarterback, and they have to, you know, raise their game to that level now that you're in there.
Right. I think everybody goes out and gives 110% every time they're out in the field. If not, you'd be you wouldn't be giving yourself a fair shot at winning week in and week out. So I think it's one of those things where collectively, offensively, defensively, and on special teams, we just have to go out there and execute and play well, and wins will take care of themselves.
Hey, I'd like to back up a question or two. When you said this offense is so nuanced and there's so much minutiae and little tiny details you have to take care of, without giving away state secrets, can you give us an example of what you're talking about?
A great example would just be protection standpoint, and we handle a lot of protections, and there's a lot of things that you, a lot of fronts and defenses that, you know, they're complicated, and you have to look out, and you have to make sure that we're in the right protection all the time, and fronts are always changing, different linebackers are blitzing, so that's just one example of, mm-hmm. of many that we have to handle from the quarterback position.
What was your night like? Did you sleep at all? Are you already studying up on the Jets? Or are you still reviewing Kansas City? Or how are things going on, like, from a minute-to-minute basis in the life of Matt Cassel right now?
Minute-to-minute, it's been a whirlwind. I'm not going to lie about that. I mean, going from one extreme to the absolute opposite, where you're doing a press conference after the game, and by the time I came home, I was just so physically and emotionally and mentally drained from just the whole day and the events that took place. I just had to sit down and take a deep breath, and now it's the focus goes right onto the Jets, and it's a big week for us, and it's a division game. So it's one of those things where I'm going to go into the field pretty soon here and start working on the Jets.
How many
calls and text messages did you get in the last 19 hours, Matt?
Did Matt Leinart call? Matt Leinart's jealous. He wishes he could start. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What'd you say?
I said Matt Leinart's jealous. He wishes he could start.
Oh my gosh! I know he actually I got a good nice text message from him as well. So I got definitely quite a few text messages yesterday, and a lot of people out there that have been rooting for me for a long time. So it was nice. Hey, for them to be able to experience that with me too.
You're going to have to make some flight arrangements for the bye week to go out to Los Angeles and buy an $11 million piece of property, Matt, now that you're the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots.
Maybe a $5,000 piece of property. That'll buy me about a square foot out there in L.A., but I don't think I'm going to be able to afford that anytime soon.
How would you characterize your emotions this morning looking forward to the Jets on Sunday?
I'm excited. I'm really excited. You know, it's a division game, and I'm going to have a lot of excitement in the air. This game means a lot, and so I'm just going to go out and prepare to the best of my abilities and get the team ready to go and go down there and give a great effort.
You made a great run yesterday, and you faked the linebacker out of his boots. And is that, we're going to see more of that, or do you have to be careful now that you're the starter? You can't be taking crazy chances and get yourself hurt.
You know, I just play the game the way I play the game. If I feel it's necessary to run the ball and try to get a first down and do the things that we need to do to win, then I'm going to do that. I don't go out there and try to play scared, and I don't go out there and think about what might happen on this play or what might happen on that play. Do I want to take care of my body? Of course I do. And do I want to make the smart decision in order to slide or to try to get a first down and get some extra yards? Yes. But at the same time, you know, I can definitely run with my feet a little bit, and if the play calls for me to run, I don't hesitate to do that.
Is something you can do better than Brady? Is there anything you can do better than Brady?
Is there anything? Tom's Tom. He's the MVP of the NFL last year. He's probably going to go down as one of the top five greatest quarterbacks to ever play this game, and I'm not trying to be Tom Brady. I'm just trying to be Matt Cassel, and I don't know where that's going to take us right now, but I know that I'm going to be able to go out there and give 110% effort and try to emulate Tom on the field and off the field and go from there.
All right, Matt, the bad news is Tom is hurt. The good news is you're going to get to play. And the bad news is you have to talk to us in the quarterback hour on Mondays, 8 o'clock on Monday morning. So we'll look forward to that. Good luck with the Jets. We'll talk to you in about a week, Matt.
Outstanding. Thanks, guys.
All right, Matt Cassel with Dennison Callahan. He